Welcome, everyone, to Slay the Stars in episode 71. Last time, we had an interesting episode where there was a lot of, like, exposition and lore, and we got to see some sweet moments between Del and Char talking about their lost loves, and we got to see Zem doing a little bit of work with Luteo, trying to uncover the secrets of the weird brain goo. We also got to see a really cool moment on the deck of the ship where Zem was using the tools at her disposal to try to figure out how far away they are from Lyra, what the heck is going on, what the strange pulse of divination magic that Char detected was and where it came from. And we're going to pick up right after that. So, it is now evening time, whatever that means. You probably have maybe an hour or so. This is the time where the two of you are starting to wind down to get some sleep. Or Char, in this case, you may be staying up all night to try to watch the ship. What are your plans?
Probably staying up, at least partially.
Okay.
He gets trailer trash, gets like a lawn chair.
Cracks a cold one. I am already in my room because I was doing notes and stuff. So.
Yes, you were. All right. So let's go over to Zem first. Zem, what are the things you're doing before you bed down for the night?
Well, the journaling, really, which as soon as I finish that up, I'll get ready for bed and, like, you know, brush out my hair, brush my teeth, wash my face, crap like that.
Are you sending a message to Rafe tonight?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Before you do so, let's roll your portents, because we were just talking about this.
Are these going to be for the next day, then?
Because you know what? What if something happens?
I was going to say, you should probably just have some.
Oh, not motherfucking 20 and a 15.
I think those are for tomorrow.
Listen, a nat 1 would be just as exciting for me, so.
It's true.
I agree.
Okay. This is what I send.
Okay.
Hello, my love. Missing you here, wondering what you're up to. I've learned so much and yet not enough. Tell me what you're wearing.
Sure. Hey, Rafe. at the same time. Any new fashions back in? Same question, very different.
Zem, you get a message back that's just sort of like a... Like, there's a chuckle at the beginning.
Does he say watch?
Hilarious. My high heel shoes.
My sparkling personality.
It seems you've lost track of time, my love. It's like afternoon here. I'm in the middle of a meeting. But, you know, use your imagination. Make it something sexy. Things are going okay. For the most part. I miss you.
Neat.
Does he sound like pained? Like, because we've done them before where.
I forgot to have you roll your percentile. Wait, roll a percentile dice first. It's a very low chance.
It falls within the percentile this time.
Give me.
Man after midnight.
Nine. That's close, but no, you still get the message.
Damn.
Because I believe sending originally starts at 3% chance. Hold on. Let's go to the rules.
Can we not and say we did?
5% chance that the message does not arrive. You're not that far away yet, though. It hasn't increased to be higher than 9, but that was close. So I will say that you don't get a lot of inflection from the message, though.
Okay.
You get the words.
Well, I'm going to take the playful words themselves as indication that he's okay.
Yeah.
So I can send sending.
You can. If you have any third level or higher spell slots left, you could send another message.
Burns all spells.
We haven't. Yeah, I was going to say we haven't really.
Let me find a big monster to send you.
I'm not using any spells.
That's okay. We'll just do more int saves on Char so he's frozen. Oh, Arthur, are you trying to tell me something? Hand signals. What do they mean?
Suck a cock.
That was unexpected. So I send back. It's always night here. Shall I describe what I'm wearing for you? You were. Sorry. That. Oh my God. I'm going to start over because that was so bad.
Take two.
It's always night here. Shall I describe what I'm wearing for you? Remember your gift to me? That's it. Now go be productive, my love. That's it.
I think it's funny because we can't see what we're wearing if it's dark.
Roll me another percentile die.
41.
All right. You get a message back that's much more clear this time. And he's just like, I said I was in a meeting, Zamira. And then there's just like a long sigh. Just tell me you're on your way back, right? You've already saved the world. And this is your way of saying that you'll be here soon, right?
I'm out of spells.
I have one more. Well, I have more than that, but, you know.
Fuck that guy, am I right?
This one's just going to be short. If only that were the case. Until then, dream of me.
It takes longer for him to respond this time.
Maybe because he's in a meeting.
Wait.
Maybe.
Okay.
And he says, always, I don't think I could stop even if I tried.
Meanwhile, I'm literally like, you know, big fuzzy socks and like full pajamas. Like I'm like hair.
Face mask. Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Dream of me. Boba tea, all the amenities.
But after that, Zem, you head to sleep?
Yep.
All right. Shar, is there anything you want to do on the deck of the ship besides just watching?
I mean, he'll probably, like, do his normal, like, wait, it doesn't have a mask because of the flying ship. Nope, just watching. Watching is good.
Okay.
He's going to notice a far-off star cluster, but it just kind of makes him smile.
Okay. So, as you, Zem, are drifting off to sleep, I would like for you to roll me a charisma check. No, charisma saving throw. I'll give that to you.
21.
What do you think Zem is dreaming about right now?
Brave.
Jewelry.
Okay. What kind of jewelry? Where's the setting? Are you, like, in your mom's bedroom, checking out her jewelry, trying it on? Are you a kid? Are you an adult?
So, the room is, like, a weird amalgamation of, like, my room, the room from Stellium, my mom's room, Rafe's office, like...
Typical dreamscape.
Yeah, like, just
the
weird.
Necessary parts of each.
Yeah, and then there's, like, multiple jewelry boxes and, like, displays and whatnot open before me. And, like, I've got rings on every finger. I've got Mr. T-level necklaces on. Just, you know, dripping in jewels and gold. And, like, it's stuff that I've not actually ever had on me, but I'm...
You're playing Pretty Princess.
Yes. With very real grown-up jewelry.
Okay.
Ring pop.
At that time, do you remember the first few times you dreamt of the throne room on Lyra? How in the corners there were these, like, purple tendrils kind of, like, leaking into this, like, beautiful scape. You have that sense. There's something like that pushing its way into your dream space.
Does it feel scary, or does it just feel like it belongs in the dreamscape?
No, based on your role, Zem, you have enough sway here to, it's almost like, what's it called, lucid dreaming.
Okay.
You become aware that Adria is attempting to push her way into your dream. And because you rolled so much higher than she did, you can shut her out. This is the first time you've had this chance.
So standing there in all of my, you know, now I'm going to like add a crown. I'm not going to turn. I'm not even going to like look. I'm just going to say you were not invited here.
Are you allowing her into the dream enough where she could respond to you? Or are you saying that and pushing her back out?
She is not allowed to have any presence. So like, sorry. There's no, it's hard.
You're not giving her control.
I'm not giving her control. She's not allowed to have any concept of a physical presence. So, okay. like the tendrils, whatever, they're gone. What I will allow her to do is speak, but the second I hear, like, any sort of attempt at an incantation, I'm shutting that down.
Throat punch.
Okay.
I'm imagining this is, like, inside of a bubble. And, like, when you, against a balloon, when you push your face against the balloon, like, it comes into the sphere.
Oh, that's creepy. And I like it.
I'm, like, and as that is occurring, I'm literally, like, holding up an earring. Like, I'm looking at me in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. And so you hear her disembodied voice come through. And she says, "You're getting stronger."
You have no idea.
I have some idea.
What do you want?
Well, I saw you earlier. On the ship. Are you coming here to me?
Why would I ever come to you?
It's a good question. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Do you think that I do anything for you?
No. That's why I've been dealing with your friend more recently.
Shark gets a shiver down his spine.
He's up at the top of the ship like, someone just walked over my grave. I'm not gonna acknowledge that. I'm just going to keep putting on, like, jewelry and stuff.
You know, it would be much easier for us to have this conversation if you would just let me in.
Adria, you're boring me.
Roll me another charisma save as she tries again to push her way in. But you have a plus one to this because you've already withstood her once.
It's even better. It's 23.
I really need to get glasses.
Oh, she rolled an 18.
Wait. I can't math. Yeah. 23.
Fuck yeah, math.
At this point, you see her in this little mirror that you have materialize behind you. And she's standing there. And she says, "Well, that's slightly better. Now, I think you and I need to have a bit of a talk. Because I'm not sure what your plans are when you get here. But going against me seems like a bad move when we could work together."
See, the thing is, Adria, and by the way, I told you that you weren't welcome here. You've said these things before, and yet here I stand. I don't know that I take you seriously.
You are becoming quite the petulant child.
Well, you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think it takes one to know one. And then I'm going to put every effort I can into, like, completely shutting her out and or waking up.
Okay. Charisma save.
Oof. Yeah, I'm definitely going to use the
The nat 20 portent?
Mm-hmm. Portent is what I was looking for, but yeah.
All right. So I want you to describe exactly what this looks like. Obviously, you are going to completely shut her out in whatever way you want. What do you want this to look like? Does she just disappear, or is it more than that?
So, I have not looked at her the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, I've noticed, like, mirrors and stuff, but I haven't actually given her my full attention.
Sure.
Or That's what I've wanted her to think anyway. So when I say that, I'm going to turn around to fully look at her. And then I think I'm going to reach my hand out in the same manner I would with Witch Bolt, but I'm not casting anything at her. But I do want her to just like dust poop, like not like smoke. Kind of like my fog looks.
Okay. Yeah.
And then like dissipate to nothing.
Perfect. That's exactly what happens. And then you open your eyes. And Zem, in the past, when Zamira has forced herself into your... Yeah, Zamira. When Adria has pushed herself into your dreams, she's been able to not only control the dreams, but your body in some cases. Mostly to attack Char, for my enjoyment.
I know, I was there.
But this time, you wake up, you are still in bed, exactly where you think you should be. And you kind of smile because you won. This is the second time in a row that you've beaten her on her own turf.
2-0, baby.
Well, not 2-0, but...
I'm calling that a win.
And Zem, there's a knock on your door.
So before I, like, respond in any way to the knock, does it... It's hard to tell because, like... This is a ship in space with no, like, light, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, does it seem like a lot of time has passed, or does it seem like a little bit of time has passed?
You...
I mean, like, there would have been a candle.
Yeah, we'll say, like, there was a candle burning, and you see that a portion of it has burned down, so it's probably been an hour or two since you went to sleep.
We're burning this place to the ground.
Okay. So you said there's a knock at the door?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dashara. I just wanted to check on you. I heard you talking in your sleep.
You can come in.
She opens the door a little bit, peeks in, and then kind of opens it the rest of the way and steps in. You were just talking, and I wanted to make sure that nothing was going on.
Did you hear what I said?
Not really. It wasn't super loud, but it just sounded like you were, honestly, like you were telling someone off. That's why I got concerned.
Mm-hmm. How much exactly do you know about where we're going and why we're going there?
Almost nothing, honestly. I was just told that, you know, I was going as sort of like a representative of my people and I was supposed to keep you guys safe and, you know, just kind of like make sure everything's on the up and up and there aren't any secrets from us and, you know, trying to start a whole new government world thing.
I'm going to make an executive decision that I really hope Char doesn't hate me for, but I'm going to tell you a little bit because I trust you. I'm not going to ask you not to tell your people, but I am going to ask you to use your best judgment with what you decide to tell them.
Okay, that's fair.
And then I'm just going to launch into everything, like everything we've been through. I'm not going to tell her exactly like the biological relationships that we... suspect are at play between sure. like Adria and myself and Char. Mm-hmm. Just that she's some bitch somewhere else on a different plane being mm-hmm. a bitch. Mm-hmm. And you know, that sort of thing, but not the relationship.
She listens. Roll me a persuasion check.
14.
That's kind of a wild story, honestly.
I know.
I probably won't share most of it. I don't think most of it matters to the powers that be. I just... And she sits down at your chair at your desk, and she puts her head in her hands... I feel like there's so many things at play right now that all the little squabbles happening down on Vela, they have no idea what's coming. If these people, if this Adria is as powerful as you say she is and gods are in play, their little petty disputes are going to be nothing. They're going to get steamrolled if they don't come together.
Yeah. You might be right. I think, I know that our goal here is to keep that from being inevitable. And to, if not stop completely, at least slow it down. I have not been... Our choice in not being more forthcoming with this information for everybody is because it's impossible to know who the players are. I couldn't even trust my own mother. And I made a decision, and I have to stand by that. And I hope you can understand why we made the calls that we did.
Of course. Of course. I understand that sometimes you have to make difficult decisions and withhold information for the betterment of everybody. You have to play your cards at the right time. Well, Zem, I want you to roll me either perception or insight, whichever. They might be the same for you, but...
I'm going to roll insight. Okay. I'm going to use my... portents because I rolled a nat 1.
Okay.
Instead, I rolled a 15, and to add, it's now a 19.
Zem, you notice that Dashara is making strong eye contact with you. Like, she's trying to figure something out, or she's, like, conflicted about something. And then all of a sudden, she, shakes her head a little bit, and she's like, well, I'm gonna get ready and go to sleep. I just wanted to check on you. If you need anything, just come get me.
Before she gets up, I was all on my bed. She was at the chair at my desk.
Yes.
If I'm able to reach her from where I'm at, because I'm imagining our cabins are pretty
small. Yeah, they're pretty small. You could lean over and, like, grab her hand or something.
And I'm not going to grab her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, just lay my hand over hers and just say thank you. How do I want to say this? Thank you for listening to me and for being here. And I do really trust you for what that's worth. I hope this doesn't change anything between us.
She's sort of, there's almost like a smirk on her face, and she shakes her head, and where you, like, touched her hand, she, like, turns her hand over and, like, squeezes yours. It doesn't change anything. If anything, it makes us closer.
Do I believe her?
Roll me a insight check.
Jesus.
Cheese and crepes.
11.
She rolled way worse than you still. She rolled a 3. And she's not a charisma character.
I know the feeling.
She definitely means it about feeling closer to you. And you notice she, like, blushes a little bit when she says it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Bisexual journey awakening.
And she... turns to leave the room and walks out and shuts the door.
I'm just going to stare at the door for a minute and then, like, scooch back into my bed, pull up my blankets, and try to go back to sleep.
Okay. Shar, you are up on the deck. How long are you staying up?
Probably as long as he physically can, but he'll probably end up in a corner just...
Okay, okay. Shar, as you pass out in your lawn chair...
I need an art of that.
Yes, we need an art of Shar. pass out on a lawn chair. But you fall asleep and you're dreaming. And what you are dreaming of is it is the night after the large council meeting that occurred, whenever it was decided that you, Zem, and your crew would be going to Lyra to try to stop whatever is happening there. And you had gone back to your room for the night at Selium to get some sleep. And then there was a knock on your door, summoning you to a separate meeting. And it was going to be at Restos's private quarters. And when you came out into the hallway, Zamira was already out as well because she got the same summons. When the two of you made your way into the office, Restos was there, along with one other person. Gideon.
I'd never met him, right? I don't think I've
ever... You've never met Gideon.
Yeah. Mm.
I thought she had met him just by proxy, like through the glassworks, but never like met him.
He was never, no, because you brought the cart to me and I took off. Mm-hmm. I've never been in this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm thinking of our first attempt.
Oh, yes.
Bit of a tactical boo-boo there. Hey.
So Zem, you are in this scene as well. You have no idea. You do see a drow man standing there. And you can guess who he might be just based on context.
And I'm assuming that Char gets awkward.
Oh yeah, super awkward all of a sudden.
So then I'm
pushes me out of the way.
I'm gonna have this like this fucking grin just starts to come, like, curl the corners of my mouth. Hi.
Hello. Charlemagne?
I'm
Zamira. Nice to meet you.
He's just kind of like, hello, Zamira. I've heard a lot about you.
Horrifying.
I have, like, reached my hand out. Like, when I said I'm Zamira, I reached my hand out, like, to shake his hand.
He takes your hand and shakes it.
Does he have his sleeves still covered, I'm assuming?
He does have his arms covered.
Okay. I just want to make sure. We were looking for you. Nobody knew where you were.
And that was by design.
And I'm looking back and forth between them, like, just giant, like, all my teeth are showing, like.
How's Restos doing through all of this?
Restos is just sitting at her desk watching this unfold.
Has popcorn.
It's like she's looking Char and Gideon, Char, Gideon, Zamira, Char, Gideon.
Like, there are a couple times the two of you, Restos and Zem, are making eye contact, like. Ooh,
and I feel
on?
Like I'm the one that's like, oh my god, and she's like, Zamira.
And then you go sit in the corner, have tea.
He says, well, the last time I saw you, Char, you were, what, stealing my
absconding
wagon?
Absconding with my horse.
Absconding with my horse. Bringing, what, police, fake police into my place of work. Destroying my forge.
What? It wasn't destroyed.
Oh, it was destroyed. You didn't stick around long enough to see the aftermath, but it was destroyed.
Okay, well.
And then I found, and he gets in his pocket and pulls out this IOU.
Yes, about
and then
that.
You came back, and apparently my wagon and my horse weren't enough. You needed to take other things.
Freaking idiot. But when this conversation starts to happen, I do make my way over to the desk and I sit down, but I turn the fucking chair around and I'm like...
Very loud, too.
It's like a heavy chair on tile floors.
It was bolted down. It is no longer. Yeah. I do have those. Those are to be returned. We didn't know Last time I saw you, you weren't the previous Grand Keeper.
I was just living a simple life, Charlemagne.
Nothing. Even an inkling of what you were before, just...
I didn't want you to treat me like I was a Grand Keeper.
I didn't know what that was. Those are words.
Uh-huh. I mean, you could have understood. I didn't want you to think I was anything other than a blacksmith. Because that's all I am now.
Well, you were so much more than that.
No.
Also, where were you?
Well, I have some more questions for you before I answer that question.
Oh, great, yeah.
Have you been to the garden?
Once. And he kind of like side-eyes them real quick and then looks back to Gideon.
So you know what's happened?
Not all of it. And he, he'll pull out that bloodstained letter from,
Albus.
Albus.
I, during my time there, came to know that there was a sub-faction. I didn't know how deep it went, and I was ousted, and I left. And I thought that I had washed my hands of it. I have a lot of regrets about how I handled that situation, because now it's basically gone.
But, I mean, it's not like you left it in disrepair completely. I mean...
I could have stayed and fought.
But Ulrich was there. Not that he's the best, but, like...
Honestly, when they elected him... Or when I chose him and they accepted him as my predecessor. Not predecessor. What's the word? Chose him as my successor? Yeah.
Yeah.
Successor. Okay.
Some kind of successor.
Successor. When they chose him as my
successor. What the fuck is wrong? Sorry.
Right. When they chose him as my successor, honestly, I thought that that was proof that things would be okay because... While not the most intelligent man, he was a good man and honorable. And I feel like because I let it happen, I'm the reason he's dead.
But you didn't kill him.
No.
So it's not your fault.
But maybe I could have done something. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know that this feels like a silly thing to do right now, Char, but before I continue and I tell you where I have been, I need to know you did not accept the deal that the others have accepted.
I was never offered.
This new power that you've gotten isn't the same.
No.
It's not that new.
I don't...
Sorry, well, sorry.
I can't confirm if it's the same, but it wasn't offered through a deal, if that helps. I don't disappear in shadows, so.
No, you don't. From what I've heard, you burst into light.
Yeah, we really should have been more subtle about that. Flashback to the courtroom.
All right,
You had questions. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, that was mostly my question is, can I trust you?
Yes.
I have a question.
Question from the back.
Yes, Samira.
Can we trust you?
I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an answer.
Ask Charlemagne if he trusts me.
I don't know that I trust his judgment. I'm asking you. And then, like, if they're both hemming and hawing, I'm just going to turn and look at Risto's.
Risto's is like, Zamira, I've known this man for quite some time, and I've always known him to be trustworthy.
I don't know if it's the wrong decision to not take my opinion into account. But it still hurts.
Well, two of my favorite people are saying that you're trustworthy, so I will take that with a grain of salt.
Sure, just like turns around. But now I count.
Well, maybe this will help you trust me. And he calls over his shoulder. Farius, you can come into the room. And you see from the door that leads out of this, out of her, like, inner office and into her quarters, a young boy walks in. Probably around, I mean, okay, of course.
He's a child.
Drow are, like, older than humans, so probably older. But anyway, looks to be of, like, if this person was human, they would be, like, 9 or 10 years old. And Gideon says, do you, either of you have any idea who this is?
Is it the...
Well, this is a random child that I've heard nothing but a random child. So I have a guess, yeah.
Same.
this is Farius. This is the child who was kidnapped from Tel Nim.
So it was a setup?
The child was taken by Nexus, and I intercepted the child. And I have been hiding the child during this time to keep them safe.
My mother did this?
I'm going to be honest with you, Zamira. I don't know who made the order, but I suspect this came from the top.
So not Dahlia.
Could be. I'm not really familiar with the inner workings of Nexus.
Does Farius, we said he looks like a child.
Yes.
So no matter the race, I would look down like.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In that case, I'm going to get up and go over, like, approach, but slowly, like, mm-hmm. non-threateningly.
He doesn't look scared. Actually, he doesn't look scared at all. He looks like he's studying all of you in the room. Especially the two of you, since you're new and he hasn't met you yet.
I'm popping Detect Magic, just in general.
Okay. There's a lot of magical stuff. Yeah.
You're in Risto's office.
You think I would have learned?
But the child and Gideon have nothing magical on them.
So when I am in front of Farius, I'm going to, like, kneel down and not make any kind of, like, movements towards him or anything, mm-hmm. but it just... I just want you to know that the people that put you through this are not going to do this again. I made sure of it.
He smiles and he says, I heard that. I heard that that the two of you, well, Gideon said that he was bringing me to meet the people who took down Nexus, and I was really excited to meet you both.
I'm Samira.
Nice to meet you. I'm Farius.
Hi, Farius. This is Charlemagne. I call him Char.
Hi, Char.
He just waves.
He's looking like he doesn't know what to say, and he's like, does this mean I can go home now?
I, like, look at Gideon and Risto's, and I'm like, well...
That's not really for us to... decide. I think that's going to be a different meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zem, I would like for you to roll me an Arcana check.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled broadcast. Last week, we finally reached 2,000 followers on the platform formerly known as Twitter. We want to say thank you to everyone who keeps up with us and give a special shout out to our 2,000th follower, Stupid Wizard Podcast. Swap is a TTRPG improv podcast currently playing the monster-hunting Greybane Brothers and a mysterious warforged named Willow. Join them bi-weekly for a supernatural meets D&D-style adventure full of family, mystery, and the intricacies of local municipality horse parking violations. Find them at Swap Pod on X. That's at SWAPPOD. And now, back to our regularly scheduled broadcast.
26.
Okay. You're kind of studying him. You're not getting the vibes that he's this, like, super powerful, magical child. He just seems like a kid standing in front of you.
Wait, so why was he taken then?
Gideon looks over at him and it's like, it's hard to be honest in front of the child. And Farius is like, look, they thought that I could heal people.
Can you?
I thought that I could heal people too until they tried to. So my grandma got sick and I was like praying to every deity I had ever heard of and like staying with her and like making her tea and stuff, and they all thought she was gonna die, and then she got better, and then people started thinking that it was me that did it, and a couple more people came and they were sick with different things, and I would talk to them and they'd be in my presence, and like some of them would get better, and then it all kind of got out of control, and then before I knew it, people were just coming from all over the place asking me to heal them, and I tried, and like I said, sometimes they would get better, and so it just kept snowballing, and then I don't know, I don't think I can, since being with Gideon and actually trying to you know, do things, I don't think I have any magic. I think it was just faith. At least that's what Gideon says. It was just faith.
And I'm annoyed. And I look at Gideon and I give him this face like, seriously? And then I look back.
We're not keeping you up, are we, Farius?
No. I'm excited to be here. I want to be a part of the conversation.
Shar's just kind of like eyeballs him, just like, don't blow up on the child.
Farius, do you want to have magic?
I mean, yeah, I want to be able to help people. I thought that was, I liked feeling like I could help people.
Well, even if you don't have it here, and I like hesitantly, like tentatively put my hand over his heart, there are places, you're standing in one of them, where they can teach you how to do small magics.
Yeah, I just got here today. Gideon's been keeping me safe, so I haven't really been able to talk to a lot of people. But when he brought me here and I met Professor Ristos, she seemed really nice, and I thought maybe she would let me study here after I, you know, go home and see my family. I miss my family a lot.
Sure, kind of like, no, nothing mentioned, just kind of eyeballs Gideon, like, are you alive?
Gideon is just like, he nods. But there's like it's not like enthusiastic. You take it to mean like some of them.
So looking at all of this, I'm just going to say, so you just got here today?
Yeah, I just got here today.
Have you taken the tour? Have you seen the school yet?
No, Gideon hasn't let me out running around a whole bunch yet.
Well, maybe if we ask really nicely, I can show you my old rooms. Would you like that?
I would love that. Wait, you're a student here?
Mm-hmm. And then I look at Gideon and I look at Ristos. Can we can we show him around? Like, you guys can talk.
Roll me a perception, not perception, a persuasion check. And I will give you advantage because Farius looks so excited.
Fuck me. a what?
Persuasion.
All right.
What'd you roll?
Not well. A 15.
Okay.
That's not well.
That was with advantage.
Which is exactly where I was setting this DC anyway. Gideon looks like he's about to say no. And Farius is like, please, 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 please. Like, I never get to do anything. And he's like, Zamira?
With my life.
15 minutes.
I mean, it's a big campus.
20 minutes.
I'll take it.
Okay. And you and Farius.
But I tell him exactly where we're going because, like, I can tell.
Okay. And he, you and Farius run out of the room. Farius is like, come on, come on, come on. When he says 20 minutes, he means 20 minutes. And
I imagine it's like a wild dog, Zem, like being dragged by a collar, like full, like extension, flying through the air.
And he says that, and I'm just going to be like, yeah, he's the type.
Sure, roll me an insight check.
I bet he's also a bitch. Insight, where's the eye? 15.
Oh my god. So, you notice two things. Gideon is apprehensive about this, but is letting it happen. And you also notice that as Farius is dashing out of the room, the way he runs looks like someone who's been trained to run correctly. So you take it that Gideon has been maybe training this child while he's had him.
Hmm. Like as soon as the door shut. Mm-hmm. How far along is his training?
Oh, wait, you didn't come with us?
Nope.
Okay.
That's what I thought you didn't want to happen.
Oh, I don't have a preference either way. I don't know why I just assumed you were, but either way, all good.
He's not far. I didn't want to make it about that. He's been through a lot, but in the meantime, I wanted him to know how to move quickly and quietly.
Okay, so... did any of the keepers find you?
I mean, they didn't really come looking for me.
Are any of them dead, besides the ones that we know about?
No.
Looking for the child?
No.
Is the garden even looking for the child, or is it just Nexus?
I mean, I believe that this was Nexus's job that they botched. And whether or not they sent garden people to try to find me is unclear because they didn't.
You said you intercepted Nexus. Where? Because I don't think I even heard about the kid until much later. Like, you were still in the city from what I thought.
Yes, well, it took the people in Telnim some time for their spy networks to even locate the child. Once I got word of where Nexus was keeping him, I went and recovered him.
Were the two drow that came down to the city, were they part of your spy network?
Yes.
Okay. They're still alive, right? They're okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did they know who I was?
No.
Good. Good, those... paranoid more than anything. How bad is it?
That's a loaded question, Char. I don't know what you... in reference to what?
Char gestures to everything.
It's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
So, can the kid actually do magic? Or is it something else?
I mean, I assume he could learn like anybody could learn, but I don't think he has any natural aptitude or ability. I think this is, unfortunately, a dogma situation.
What do you mean?
There's stories in Tel-Nim, old stories about, you know, people being born with magic, with the power of healing, and, you know, I think that people saw something they wanted to see in a child who was just scared but excited to have a meaning.
What about his family? How much are left?
His mother's alive.
Is that it?
His father and grandmother were killed when he was taken.
Professionally, or?
Yeah, it looks like it was professional.
That we could fake their deaths. Say the mother died, just keep the kid on the road somewhere. If he doesn't have any magical talent,
I've considered
he's only
going
to be in danger.
Yes. I am afraid of returning him to Tel-Nim. I've been dragging my feet about it a bit, telling the people there that it's unsafe. You know, he's safe, but I can't bring him back because it's unsafe to travel. But those excuses will only last for so long.
Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Me as well. He's a good child.
Pretty sure we pissed off Genevieve. Zem called Xander a bitch, so that was fun.
Well, between you and me, he is a bit of a bitch. And he sees Char's face kind of drop, you know, like, then kind of like trail off. I know it's hard for you. It's hard for me too. I cared about all of them. Even Genevieve to an extent. I wouldn't have guessed. I don't know how I was so blinded.
It's not your fault.
I just... at some point, the garden is going to have to be dealt with. And then it's going to be gone.
Maybe that's what it should be then. They got too big, too loud. That was never what it was about.
No. It's not. We were supposed to be there to protect people.
And to an extent, they did. Everything dies.
Do you think there will be anything worth salvaging?
I don't know. I'm half tempted to salt the land and burn it.
I think you and I are opposite ends of that spectrum.
I know that's definitely Zem's opinion. She was going to burn it 6 months ago.
Well, maybe if she had, we wouldn't be here right now.
We wouldn't have gotten very far.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anybody left?
No. Probably not. From what I've been able to gather, it seems that the night Genevieve took control, they made sure there were no dissenters left. And he at that point strides over to you and he says something under his breath. It seems like maybe he doesn't want Rhesus to hear this piece, even though you're in her office.
Is it like in Undercommon?
Yes. Okay. And I was going to say, and he switches to Undercommon and he says, if anyone is still alive, they are not on our side. And he makes eye contact with you. You know who I mean.
Yeah. Because he does know.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, he like puts his hand on the back of your neck and like gives you a hug, like pushes your head into his chest.
Do I know the person's name was Lavenza? Like, did I know that that's who that was? And I'm, because what he just mentioned, I'm assuming he's talking about Xander. Mm-hmm. Lavenza's out there. He's going to say that in Undercommon.
I know. That is how I know a lot of what I just told you.
So she was never...
Oh, she was. She swore the oath, and then when she saw what was happening, she had second thoughts. And tried to switch sides. Double agent working as a double agent, as it would be.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. Sure, I know what your plans are, and I think it's the right move, so I'm not going to try to stop you. As a matter of fact, I think you need to go through with your plans, but I want you to know that I plan to try to put an end to what's happening at the garden myself.
Like, now?
Soon.
You're not taking anybody with you?
I mean, this isn't really a mission where I could take just anybody with me. My goal isn't to, you know, destroy the entire garden. My goal is to get to Genevieve, cut the head off the dragon, if it were.
Do you, and he kind of looks over at Risto's, her have any intel on where she is?
Risto speaks up. From what I have gathered, she has not been seen outside of the garden since Stellium was taken back. So we think she's there, and that actually works to Gideon's benefit. He knows his way about.
What was the requirement to become a keeper and a grand keeper? Like, originally, not what it is now.
I mean, the ritual was always much the same. Fighting the rest of the keepers. You know the ritual.
Yeah, but that's not everything. I've seen the room. I've seen the books. I may have been reprimanded, but that doesn't mean I don't see things.
No. The garden wasn't always so physically focused, or, you know, we weren't always spies and fighters and what we are now. There was more of an emphasis on things like honor and intellect and understanding and philosophy and things like that. That was where the divide between the Vis and the CN used to be. There used to be just as much emphasis put on the CN, and now they've been relegated to almost like a side faction, and the Vis have all the power. It wasn't always that way.
Well, you can thank Zem and Risto's for taking out Corrin.
Yes. Risto's is like, that was a little touch and go. I'm not really sure how I survived that, honestly.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a dice roll, basically.
Yeah, it seemed like a flip of a coin.
Weird.
Weird. Weird how that happened. And
Varys is dead, too. Although that one wasn't me.
Yeah, I think if we can take Genevieve out, the rest will scatter.
Do you want them to scatter?
I think it's better than them being together. Working as a unit against us. Nexus has already been taken down, so if we can dispatch the garden, that leaves us mostly with just Istin and Annenfell. If I fail, Charlemagne, you'll have to take her down.
You're the only other
person who knows enough.
I think you'll be fine.
I'm sure I'm going to be fine. But if I'm not.
Somewhere in the school, Zamira's twitching.
Let her back! I will put you on your funeral pyre, you bitch! Did you feel that? I promise.
Thank you. This might be a little, I don't even know if you would want it anymore, but you're stronger
You're smarter. And if you're willing...
Yeah, a lot of almost dying. A lot of almost dying.
I'd like to add to your sleeve.
Why?
Because you deserve it. Because you've worked hard. And because... even with everything you've gone through, you're still in this, and you're helping me figure things out with the garden. You're one of us.
From you, I accept.
All right. And with that, Risto's is like, I will let you use my office. If you need me, I'll be over there. And she gets up and...
it's going to take way more than 20 minutes for that.
Walks out. Well, no. So, while this is all happening, Zem.
From the room.
Like, I feel like I had, like, where she's coming out as we're, like, coming down the hall. And she's like...
yeah. Yeah. Rhesus is like, I wouldn't go in there. They're having a conversation. And then you hear,
And I'm like, and I look at her and I'm like, conversation? And I just say, yeah, I feel like you're, like, you unwrap and you can hear me giggle and you're like, God damn it.
There's a disturbance in the
force. And then I just say, like, maybe we go get some food.
Reese was like, I was going to say the same thing. Why don't we go? It's getting late, but I could probably find us some hot chocolate. We could have some snacks.
So while...
I thought you were going to say Haagen-Dazs. Like,
Haagen-Dazs.
I don't know why.
While we were taking our little tour, I was showing him some cantrips that I can do, like just, you know, playing around or whatever. And so now that I know we have time, I'm like, hey, do you want to know how to do the light trick? And it's just light, like casting light, different colors, whatever.
Okay.
So, like, I'm assuming he's going to say, like, yes.
Yeah.
So I have phosphorus moss, phosphorescent moss, whatever. And I'm
phosphorus.
And so I'm going to, like, give him a piece, like, enough. And then I'm also going to give him, like, a ball bearing in the other hand. And then I'm going to explain, like, okay, so here's what you're going to think about. You're going to use this. You're going to speak an incantation, like, blah, blah, blah. And try to, like, explain it and show him, like, how to do it.
He does a very bad job. Every once in a while, like, a little spark happens or something. But, like, this child is not a natural with magic.
Okay. And I'm just going to say, it's okay. It's okay. It takes time. You just have to keep practicing. But this is what you do. And then I'm going to take, like, the whole jar out, and I'm going to give him the moss, and I'm going to say, practice.
He's like, oh, man, this is awesome. Thank you. I'm going to practice every day. And you see Risto's has just been watching you, and she has, like, a smile on her face, and she's like, you would make a very good teacher someday, Samira.
And, like, I don't know that I could get a higher compliment, so I'm just like, I'm a light.
You blow up your end of phosphorus.
And yeah, so she has asked one of the servants to go and bring, like, there's, like, tea and hot chocolate and, like, some marshmallows to put in the hot chocolate and maybe some, like, little, I don't know, potato chips or something, little snack foods that you're all just kind of, like, eating and laughing and having a good time. In the meantime, Char, you're getting this tattoo, but as we know, or I don't know how much of this we've actually put out so that we can talk about this now, the tattoos at the garden are circular bands that go in your arm that denote how many levels you've risen, and I think the width matters, right? Like, don't they get large, like, thicker?
Yeah, it's every band up gets thicker.
Yes. But.
Or was it thinner? Fuck it. I don't know.
Gideon is not just going to give you the next ring up. He's going to give Char something special to denote that they are breaking with tradition in the garden. And as far as Gideon is concerned, it's the two of them trying to sort of save the soul of this organization that he cares about very much. So in that, how would he change the tattoo he gives Char. What do you think he would do to denote this new? Relationship. That's the word.
As a drow? Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be a solid band anymore. Because they're not standing on ceremony anymore, are they?
No.
So it would be, what's the word? Runic. Mm. Almost Norse.
Okay.
Like Norse runic, like band.
Okay.
But in drow. Undercommon.
And what would it mean?
The second level? If he's changing the first level, which I don't know if he is.
No, he has not changed the first one.
Basically the ideals of what the garden originally stood for. Which was like enlightenment, strength in adversity, and what was the other thing? It's like wit, but not intelligence, but closer to wit. I just forget the word.
Okay. And after he finishes, he says to you, Char, you may have not spent a lot of time at the garden, but I think that you understood more of what it should stand for than the people who have been there for years. And I'm sorry I sent you to that place without understanding exactly what you'd be walking into.
I didn't know how little faith you had in it. I understand why you didn't want me to stay where I was.
Look, I may not have known that you were some sort of godly, shiny being.
No, I don't know about that.
But I knew that you had more in you than being a simple glassblower. Even if you are pretty talented.
I don't think it would be the worst life.
No, kind of like a. Not. Maybe someday I can go back to being that again. But I think that first, we should all reach our potential before we enjoy our hobbies.
True. I think you should go visit your friend, though.
I will.
Before she comes with us.
I plan to. And if this is the last time I see you, Charlemagne.
It won't be.
Know that. I've always believed in you. And I continue to do so.
So, like, for the first time, knowing who he represented in his past and who he is now, mm-hmm. like, Char just, like, fully relaxes and, like, knees are gone because this is the first time he's not, like,
yep.
full on, like, pressure.
He claps you on the back as well and he says, keep the diamond dust.
Well, I'll get you something better.
Sure. Call it a present. You can pay me back later.
I don't know if that's what a present means.
Where is Farius? And he's like looking around. He's like, it's been longer than 20 minutes.
Food?
All right.
And as they're walking out, he kind of hugs him. He's like, I really did miss you.
Sorry I didn't tell you where I was going.
Well, in fairness, I understand.
Yeah, you could have been evil.
Yeah. Can you imagine if that was... That could have been awful.
That would have been terrible. All right.
And he's going to kind of, like, as they're walking, he's going to tell him, like, most of what he's gotten up to. Like, okay, what have you heard? What didn't you heard?
Didn't you heard?
What didn't you heard?
Oh, West Virginia came out. What haven't you heard?
What didn't you heard?
Zem blew up a tree.
And he's listening and you're talking and laughing. And
she scared a boss of a mafia. Oh. I haven't done that.
Roll me a dexterity saving throw, Char.
Oh, no. Natural 20.
Okay. You wake up from this dream. And you catch yourself as the chair under you, like, breaks.
First of all, that hurts me. I feel personally attacked because of every chair I've ever sat on.
And it's weird because you wake up and you're still in the sitting position, but the chair's broken under you. But it's a nat 20, so you caught yourself in your sleep.
My abs.
Cat-like reflexes.
I totally meant to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just keep picturing the armor from Harry Potter when he's like,
I haven't thought about that in a while.
The door to Kai's cabin explodes open. She comes running out. She looks half asleep. Her hair's all disheveled. And she's just like, What's happening? And the two of you are just sleepily looking at each other. Who's attacking?
Why? Nobody.
I heard a commotion.
It's okay. It was me. You're fine. And he like half hugs her and like walks her back to bed.
I said, no. And she starts, okay. Already awake. Sure, go to bed.
Nap.
Go to bed. I'm awake. See? And she's like opening her eyes. I'm awake.
He's going to carry her back.
I'm awake. She's like, no, Sharp, you can't stay up all night.
I'm not. I'm going to get multiple individuals. You need to sleep too. He's already like carrying her back.
Oh, wait, who are you going to put in charge of the ship?
I'll figure it out.
What if the glowy things show up and take the orb?
We'll be fine.
We would not be fine.
No, it won't
happen. Wait, do you think if the orb got taken off, we would fall? Or would we just float forever in this endless abyss?
Shh. Shari's awake now. Just
ice water running through your veins.
Fuck.
She's like, I don't want to fall.
He tucks her back into bed and runs back up on the ship. Where's the orb?
It's still there. Roll me an arcana check of the orb.
Fuck. 19 plus 4.
Damn. This is the best arcana check.
Yeah, because hold on. Plus arcana. Plus 0. So 23. Cleric guidance, bitches.
Sure, as you are looking over at the orb, it always has that weird swirly smoke thing going on. But as you're looking, you see like a hand coalesce and like press itself up against the glass. Ah!
My mama didn't raise no stupid bitch. No. No. Oh, that's weird. Shit. Is anybody awake?
Nope, it's just you.
Char flies into Zem's room. You're coming, come on.
I feel like I just got back to sleep. What the fuck?
He like throws you over his shoulder, like, I know, it's fine, whatever, come on. And then he like turns you and faces you in front of the orb.
Zem, you look, there's no hand.
Do I still see a hand?
No, the hand is gone.
What is your problem?
He's like fully tweaking now. There's a hand inside the orb.
Listen, I just got back to sleep after Adria. I just want a full night's rest.
What about Adria?
Right. On the good news is I won. But yeah, she showed up in my dream again.
As you're saying that, and Shar, you're trying to figure out how to respond, you once again see a hand push itself against the inside of the orb. and Zem, yeah, he turns your head and you see it this time.
Oh, fuck.
We should end the episode there.
And that's where we end this episode of Slay the Stars.
Ah, fuck.
For real?
Yeah, for real. This is the perfect time.
For real. We've already been recording
because I've been eyeballing these the whole episode.
For an hour and a half, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, let's...
We had a lot of pauses in the beginning, though, when we were trying to do our sending. That's right. The only problem with sending is it takes too long to... Wait.
This week, we're promoting our friends at Snyder's Return, a UK-based TTRPG interview and actual play podcast. Here's the trailer.
Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing game interviews and actual play podcast. We interview content creators, Twitch streamers, and fellow podcasters, and we put out our own actual play using a variety of different systems. So come and join us, come and have a listen. You can find us on Twitter at Return Snyder. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, or check out our website at www.snydersreturn.squarespace.com.
Intro music by Isaac Fires. Character designs by Cam Gonzalez. Produced by Leah Hemrick. Graphics designer Jen Kearney. And audio engineer Arthur Polino.